USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump lashed out at the media for its coverage of the North Carolina rally with chants of "Send her back" directed at Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. He says he discouraged the chants. The president now says,
"Those are incredible people. Those are incredible patriots."
German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters through an interpreter,
"I distance myself from this decidedly and stand in solidarity with the women who were attacked."
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also denounced the comments.
"I want everyone in Canada to know that those comments are completely unacceptable."
Also, British Prime Minister Theresa May said the president's language was completely unacceptable. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow was down 69 points, the S&P down 19, and the NASDAQ down 60. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Energy experts say recent seizures and attacks aimed at oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz will raise insurance rates for shipping companies, and if unchecked, could reduce tanker traffic in the vital shipping waterway. According to the Wall Street Journal, Equifax will pay around $700 million to settle with the Federal Trade Commission over a 2017 data breach that exposed Social Security numbers and other private information of nearly 150 million people. A sweltering heat dome about 2,000 miles wide is hanging over the U.S., causing dangerous conditions. Four people are confirmed dead due to the heat in Maryland. In northern Wisconsin,
the heat is a good change of pace. We don't get a lot of it here.
Temperatures have reached into the 90s there.
I drink water or pour water on my head.
You know what? If it's hot, go find a lake and jump in.
The excessive heat wave is supposed to end on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another airline is extending cancellations of the Boeing 737 MAX. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Southwest Airlines now says it won't fly its 737 MAX models until at least November, or maybe even longer. The move follows similar recent schedule changes by American and United Airlines. It now means that cancellations of about 180 flights a day out of about 4,000 Southwest flights will occur, and it's due to the continued uncertainty over when those MAXs will be certified again after two fatal crashes involving them within 5 months killed 346 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study shows taking vitamins doesn't help you live longer or reduce your risk of cardiovascular problems. USA's John Clemens reports.
It's often been said you can't out-supplement a diet that is unhealthy. Dr. Andrew Chow is with the Council for Responsible Nutrition.
One of the important roles that supplements play is to help fill those nutrient gaps that are left by a suboptimal diet. They're not a replacement for the diet. They are a supplement to the diet. Hence, the name fits perfectly.
Many Americans attempt a perfect diet, but miss the mark.
We all strive, perhaps, some more than others, to try to obtain a perfect or an optimal diet, but more often than not, we fall short.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.